is it possible to speak to Georgina Chapman, please? Oh, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, is that yourself, Georgina?
Uh-huh.
Hi, yeah, sorry, it was a bit of a bad line and it cut out. It's Gemma calling from MMA Legal, just regarding the Scottish redress claim you abused during care. How are you? You okay, Georgina?
Yeah.
Good. I just wanted to make you make sure we had the correct details for yourself. Just take a brief statement from you just to get this case submitted. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I've got your name's Georgina Chapman, obviously. And I've got your email as chap... Chapman Georgina. Sorry, I can't read that then. 42@outlook.com, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Right, I just need to get a few more details from you, okay? Just bear with me one moment. Is it cold up there today?
It's snowing.
Yeah, it was hailstone in here this morning. It's horrible. Is it bad?
It's heavy.
Is it heavy? Oh, God. Stay inside.
Oh, I'm saying.
Yeah. Do you have a middle name, Georgina?
I just put Cameron in.
Sorry, say that again.
Pardon?
Karen, yeah?
Cameron.
Sorry, it's a really bad line. It's I can hear you, but some words are like cutting out.
Cameron.
Do you... Karen, yeah?
Cameron,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Do you have a landline at all?
No.
No, okay, don't worry. I can hear you, but if I keep repeating myself, it's because it keeps cutting out, okay? Can I just ask you, Georgina, when you was in care, was you known as any other name at all?
Georgia,
okay. That was your nickname, yeah?
Uh-huh.
And could you please confirm your date of birth, please?
4/6.
4/6.
3.
Oh, I didn't catch that again, sorry. Could you just repeat that? 4/6.
No, 3/4.
Oh, 3/4.
70.
70, yeah?
67.
Oh, sorry, 1970?
67.
Oh, 67, sorry. It's a really bad line. I bet you get bad signal up there, don't you?
Why?
I'd do my head in that. Yeah, I bet. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Okay. And can you remember what age you was when you first went into care?
Yeah.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah. I was fostered.
13 or 14, yeah?
I was fostered before I went into care.
You was fostered, and then what age was you fostered from?
Well, I don't know, but it was either between 13 and 14.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Just bear with me 1 minute. Could I, bear with me. Could I get your mum's name, please, Georgina?
Margaret.
Margaret. Okay. Same surname.
Aye.
All it is, if there's more than one Georgina Chapman in the system, then they just know which one's you because we've got your parents' name, okay?
Imagine somebody else having the same name as my mum's.
Yeah. I know, yeah. What's your dad's name, please?
Daniel.
And did you have any brothers or sisters?
Aye, I've just lost three in there.
Three.
Eight brothers and three sisters, but my two younger sisters and my younger brothers passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that. And were they in care as well?
Just the two sisters.
Two sisters. Were they in care with you?
No, one of my wee sisters ended up in the same home as me, like, years later.
Right, okay. And did you know?
Sorry?
Did you know that she was in there, or did they not tell you?
I knew she was...
You did know, okay.
You used to go and visit.
Sometimes you find that they don't... Sorry, go on.
Sorry? You broke up there.
Sorry, what was you saying? Yeah, you broke up as well.
I was like...
we'll get that.
It was hard coming back, isn't it?
Yeah. What was your sister's name that was in care with you?
She wasn't in with me, she was in years later.
Right, okay, what was her name, please?
Jean Chapman.
Sorry, say that again.
Jean.
Jean, yeah?
Yeah.
And then your other sister's name, please?
Trisha. Yeah.
Trisha, yeah, and she wasn't in care.
She was in care, but her coffee's at Ned.
Not with you?
No.
Okay, so when you went into care at 13, 14, can you remember the name of the care home?
Rock Gary.
Rock Gary, yeah?
Lock. Gary.
Lock Gary, sorry. Lock Gary. And was that, what area was that in, please?
Oh my God, I don't even know the name of the street. Nothing. It was in Southside.
Right, Canada. Could I just please get your postcode?
G22.
Sorry, 6AB.
5AB.
5AB.
Yeah.
And at the start of that, was that, what was the first letter, sorry?
G22.
D.
No, G22. Or the letter.
Ah, G for Glasgow.
No,
yeah,
no, no.
All right, I've got you.
It's G22 5AB.
Yeah, is that Bardowie Street?
Oh, you're talking about my address?
Yeah, your address, yeah.
So, 236.
So, G26, yeah.
326.
326.
Yeah. Isn't that
500? Oh, sorry, is that your door number, 326? So, that is your address, Baldy, the one that you just gave me, that postcode is your actual home address?
It's 236.
236, right, okay. 236. Sorry, just give me that postcode again. G22.
Bye, baby.
Thank you. Sorry about this.
Oh, you don't know, but I haven't looked at yourselves all the time, have
you? Yeah, it's not usually this bad. I think it's just your signal. Don't worry, though. We'll get through it.
Bad, so that's...
Yeah, it is really bad, isn't it? Do you live, like, right in the middle of nowhere?
No.
No?
No. Even the local calls up there, that's a bit...
Are they really bad, yeah? What network are you in?
Talk Talk.
Sorry, I didn't even know they were still coming.
No, it's Vodafone I'm with.
Vodafone, yeah. That's who I'm with as well. Yeah, they're not great.
Oh, it's the...
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? You think they'd have a good signal now, wouldn't you?
Been with them for years now.
Yeah. Right, I've got your address. So the care home was that in Glasgow as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Loch Garry care, like, was it like young person or anything like that, can you remember, or was it just Loch Garry care home?
Just Loch Garry care home, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just having a look for it. I won't be a minute.
No problem. It's supposed to be a student house now.
How is it?
Supposed to be a student house now. No, what's up?
Yeah.
We need doctors.
Right. It's gone. Yeah, don't worry. I think a lot of them have gone now. Don't worry about that though. Like the money itself actually comes from Scotland government, because they're the ones that basically like funded it, and they knew what was going on. So that's the reason the government are having to pay it back now. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Won't be a minute. Was it like spelt Lock and then a space and then Gary, or was it all one word?
It was all one word.
All one word, okay. Can't really find anything about it, which is a bit strange.
Sorry.
Sorry, go on, sorry, go on.
It was round the corner for another kids' home called Hellington.
Hellington?
It's a wee home called Hellington. Because we used to go in there.
Right, okay, let's have a look.
I don't know if they call it Great West because it's gone towards like Drumchapel and stuff. But didn't pay it.
Right, okay.
I'm trying to show you directions and then you can see.
Was it Hillington?
I was at a care home called Hillington on the road.
Then Hillington, yeah.
Had to look up and go to the coast.
In Glasgow City, so yeah, that's right, isn't it? Let's have a look. Yeah, I think that's shut down now as well. It looks like they've all shut down.
Aye.
No wonder, is it really?
I only knew it was a place to graduate.
It's like there's not even any old stories about it or anything. That's a bit strange. Let's have a look. Usually it'll have like old cases on there, do you know what I mean, on the news.
Uh-huh.
I'll put 1960s, maybe that might bring some up.
Well, that was like the early 70s when I was in there.
It was what, sorry, say that again.
70s I was in there.
It was in the 70s, was it? 7 kids. I found it, I think. It's Luck. It was spelled with 2 Ks.
Alright. Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, alright.
Can I write properly?
Yeah, don't worry. It's absolutely fine. Right, so when you was in this home, what memories stuck out for you, would you say, when you was there?
I was bullied all the way through. Like, I was...
Was she? Is that by the staff?
Well, one of the staff pulled me and I banged my head off a unit.
You banged your head?
All the people that was in there now, like, people like myself. I used to bully.
Okay.
It was me a fighter, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Same as me. I won't have a clue. And so you was in there from about the age of 13 to 14, and how long was you in there for?
No, I'm sure I got out a week before I turned 16.
So you, that was that the only home that you was in then?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I was dead vulnerable because, like, I was basically bullied at the residential school as well.
Oh, was you? Oh, bless you.
Staff and girls.
Staff as well at school?
They used to... My ma sent a letter in because I was a bedwetter and I could take vegetables.
Yeah.
And while I'm being sick, they're trying to force medicine.
Oh. And that was at normal school?
It was at residential school. You know, like an army.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Oh.
None of our parents. Either not swap with you.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Aye.
Oh, sorry you had to go through that.
I've been abused my whole life.
Have you? Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. It's not nice.
I've not had a good life at all. Really, do not know the rest of it.
Not. Well, with this, like, obviously, you do get money back, but, you know, we want you to get justice for what you've been through as well, more than anything.
Yeah.
That's the important thing.
They all used to get away with it at that time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Back then, it was, like, normal, weren't it?
Yeah, but it ruins your life, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course it does.
I've been a main son assaulted me. What my head made up.
Say that again.
Even my own son assaulted me and split my head up.
Oh, my God.
I know. I don't talk to him at all.
Split your head up. Oh, God. Oh, bless you. So, I'm just going to put, when you was in here, you was physically and mentally abused, would you say?
Uh-huh. I've just got my job.
Was you ever sexually abused in this home?
No, in the home, no. Outside.
Outside, okay. Sorry, I know it's hard to talk about it. So you said that you had the head banged against a unit, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Any other things like that that stand out?
No, just getting bullied off the other girls and boys.
You got bullied off the other girls and boys, yeah?
Oh.
Okay. But it was a member of staff that banged your head against the unit.
To be honest, I don't think he meant it. He just tried to pull me back. But he still
right,
done it.
Okay. Yeah, of course. And with regards to, like, say, for instance, if he was naughty or anything, did they restrain you?
I didn't catch that one.
They didn't catch you. okay. Did they ever lock you in your rooms or anything like that?
No.
No, okay. And with regards to, like, food and stuff, did they ever use that as a punishment? Like, would they starve you if you'd been misbehaving or anything?
A couple of times.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff I couldn't eat either. And they put veg in it.
Okay.
If you didn't eat it, you were getting the bother or not, do you know what I mean? But I was always ended up getting the bother because I couldn't eat veg.
You couldn't eat veg, right? Okay.
Can't stand it.
Is that because you can't stand it? Same. So if you didn't eat your veg, you'd then probably get, like, hit or something or just shouted at or...
No pocket money or nothing.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just typing. I won't give you a minute. Did they ever like hit? Oh, sorry, go on.
I can't even remember.
Oh, say that again. You broke up a bit then.
I ended up in hospital as well, causing my stomach, but I can't even remember what it was.
You're not sure, but you ended up in hospital, yeah? Do you think that's because the food that they was giving you made?
Probably.
Yeah. Can you remember how long you was in hospital for?
4 or 5 days.
Okay. So maybe food poisoning or something.
I'm not too sure, but there was something in me anyway. Obviously, they've kept in as long as that.
Yeah, that's a long time, isn't it, really?
I hate hospitals. I'm still in the hospitals.
Oh, yeah, I do. I hate them. Did you ever get hit with, like, slippers or a belt or anything along those lines?
Once I was hit by a shoe.
A shoe, yeah? For misbehaving, or did they just randomly do it?
I didn't get any trouble that way, you know what I mean?
You didn't, yeah.
I'm just always getting bullied.
Yeah.
I got a Tuesday.
And did you say you...
I got a Tuesday annoying other kids to different school when I wasn't even there.
You did what, sorry? You got accused of...
bullying other people through different schools.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. So they were just... like picking on you basically.
Alright, so I done my foot food that night and then I got my pocket money took off me.
Oh, when you wasn't even in that school.
Uh-huh.
That's disgusting.
I know.
It's just like they was like they must have just felt like they was in power kind of thing, didn't they?
There was a couple of nice teachers, you know what I mean? And the rest of them were just evil.
Yeah. So they didn't give you food?
No.
And then they did it and they stuck your pocket money, yeah?
Oh, that was the only thing I hated. Okay.
Yeah, of course. And then when your sister went into that care home, did they like try and separate you or anything?
No.
No, okay, that's good. At least you had her there then, yeah?
No, she wasn't in Remy. She didn't get any years later.
Oh, she wasn't?
No.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said she was in there with you, so she didn't actually go in with you?
No, she went in years later.
Right. Years later, right, okay.
But, thank you.
Oh, sorry, say that again, you broke up again. Sorry, say that again.
When she went in, I think it all changed.
Oh, it all changed, right, that, right, okay.
Because I never heard her complain about it.
Did you not? I was just saying, was she picked on, like, literally from the minute that you went in there?
A couple of days later.
Right. And then, did you say you was wet in the home as well?
Sorry?
Did you say you wet the bed in the home as well?
Aye.
And then what was your punishment then when you wet the bed?
The same food and pocket money.
Yeah, food and pocket money, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Was always on the edge.
So that was
somebody.
Like walking on eggshells.
Aye.
Is there anything else that stands out at that home that you can think of?
Well, I'm trying to think because it was that long back.
I know, it's hard, isn't it, to remember. I mean, don't worry, the authorities do have all of your documents as well.
Uh-huh.
So obviously people have tried to claim in the past and they've not been able, well, even just get their information, but the care homes have lied saying, oh, we've not got them anymore and stuff, but they do. So the authorities, they can get the paperwork, so don't worry about any of that, okay? Just to let you know as well, when we look at this case, we're not just clutching at straws. Provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, then the case will be successful, okay? We're not claiming directly from the care home, as many of them have already shut down. This compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they are the ones who are liable, and they were funding the neglect to begin with. They have already started to pay out on the cases, and the average claim is around £48,000. It could be more, it could be less, obviously, and every case is individual. Now, with regards to, obviously, the fees and stuff, just to make you aware how it all works, okay? So
yeah.
I just need to read a small script here just explaining your funding options clearly. There are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for your legal advice. Or you can just instruct us under a private agreement, okay? Now, we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement, Georgina, okay? Now, with ourselves, it's no win, no fee. So you will never, ever, ever have to pay a single penny if we don't get you anything back. If we are successful, our fee is only 16%. With VAT, it's 20%. So say, for instance, you get £100,000 back, we would get 20 and you would get 80,000. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. Like I say as well, like, you know, we just want you to get justice for everything that you've been through, Georgina, okay?
Of course.
And did you say, obviously you said that, you know, you've had really bad mental health your whole life.
Yeah.
And this has, like, really badly affected you throughout your life, yeah?
Aye, I tried to kill myself and everything.
Oh, bless you. I'm sorry to hear that.
A few times I've tried it.
A few times?
Aye.
And that's just because of, like, the memories and stuff of what you've been through?
It's, like, the memories of that residential school and then being forced, because the foster parents were just pure... They were bad. Yeah.
Were they? Oh my God.
I think I was really...
I'll just speak.
A month or 8 months or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they'll be passed away now because they were quite older foster parents, you know.
Were they old?
Aye.
Right, I'll just speak about that in a second.
I hated that I was made to sleep up a loft with two boys.
You as what, sorry?
Sleep up a lot with two boys.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bless you. And is that where the sexual abuse was?
No.
No, okay. It was that when you was in any kind of like care or school or anything, or was that in later life?
I was in later life.
Right, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
Horrible.
Bless her. So the foster parents were awful to you as well. Was it mentally, physically?
Both.
Yeah. So they would mentally and physically abuse you.
Yeah.
And then was the sons doing that as well?
They were always bullying me. You don't belong here.
You
don't belong here, Nora.
That's disgusting.
It's all... Please, we went in here, no lashes. But I was just... I was sleeping up the law for them, do you know what I mean? I was terrified and came to community.
Yeah. Terrified. I don't know if they put you in the loft with two lads. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. There was only like a... They had a three-bedroom one downstairs, which the old grandad stayed in. And then two up the stairs, which was the parents. And then the other one was the older sister. The other one was the older sister, so we get put up the loft.
Oh, God.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Can you remember your foster parents' name?
Dorman.
Donald.
Dorman.
Is that the last name?
John and Rose.
Just spell me that last name, sorry, I'm struggling to pick that up.
Dorman.
Dorman?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry, this whole line's terrible.
Oh, I know.
And you was with them for about 8 months?
Aye, I think so.
Okay, and then the school that you was in, can you remember the name of that?
Postal Park Secondary School. When I went into the home, I was allowed back to main school.
So the one that, the resident one, the one where you was obviously getting bullied as well. Sorry, can you give me the name of that again?
Lochgarry.
Lochgarry School, yeah?
Uh-huh. Residential school, that's my home, but... I was always back to my own school when I went into the home.
Right. So, Lochgarry Residential School, so was that to do with the care home?
No, that's the name of the school then. But I was allowed to go back to my own school when I went into the
home. Right, okay.
That was Postal Park Secondary.
But Lochgarry Residential School is where you were getting bullied?
The care home, aye.
Yeah, okay. Right, okay. So, is there anything else you would like me to add on? Is there anything else that you can think of?
No.
Okay. Thank you for going through that. I know it's not easy. It's not an easy thing to talk about.
I can't even sit in it because I've no longer cup.
Oh, don't worry. Sorry.
That's fine.
I've nearly finished. I'm just finishing typing and then I just need to ask you a few more things and then we're done, okay?
Okay.
Now, what I am also going to need from yourself is a photo ID. So, driver's license, passport, bus pass. Have you got any of those?
No. I've been having that thing with the passport office. I put in for a passport the 9th of April, and I'm still waiting about it.
Last year?
Hey. I was coming up to help me today.
You should have that by now.
Exactly. You need to phone in the name. There was a couple of names missing out from the first one. Now I've got a full name.
That's like taking so long.
Aye. She said that they can't accept it because I said the names that were missing off it.
No, for God's sake.
Believe me.
I have to get it sorted.
You can back something different.
Yeah, that's annoying. What we will need in that case, if you don't have any photo ID, we would need 3 proofs of address. So, if you know, like a utility bill or something, so like gas, electric, water, TV license, even just like a letter from your hospital or something, anything at all, it's got your name, your address, and the date on it, would you have that?
I'll look at it.
Yeah, brilliant. Hold up a minute. If you want, because I am going to be a few minutes doing what I'm doing, do you just want to see if you can find any now?
But how am I going to show you them?
I'm going to send you a message on WhatsApp. Are you on WhatsApp?
No.
Right, bear with me 1 minute. I can send you a text message, and then you can just send them via text message. Is that okay? Have you got a picture of them?
Uh-huh. I'd need to get my doctor to do that, because I'm not good at this kind of stuff.
You're not good. That's
no.
Okay. No. Bear with me 1 minute.
Even if I like her or something, she doesn't know, I need to wait till she comes here.
Okay, don't worry.
I didn't hang up.
It's okay, not a problem.
Because I only learned how to text one.
I mean, what kind of phone have you got? Is it an iPhone or Samsung or...? Oh, sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear you then.
It was my son-in-law.
Okay, do you not know what model it is?
No, I just know how to answer this.
No, don't. Okay, don't worry.
I'm used listening.
It's okay, no problem.
She's supposed to be coming over today anyway, so when she comes over, I'll have
she's
a letter.
Brilliant.
I'll get her to do that.
Oh, thank you for that.
It's horse
and I'll need three. Right. Yeah, that's fine, yeah. As long as it's got your name and your address on,
uh-huh.
And then it's got the date the letter was sent, and what I need you to do is, like, take a picture of, like, the full thing and send it to us if that's okay. So make sure all four corners are in the picture, if that makes sense, okay?
Aye, the full envelope. The full letter.
Yeah, the full letter, yeah, that's all right.
Right.
Right, okay, now we're almost done. Now, I just need to ask, have you got any terminal illnesses at all, Georgina?
Well, I've got COPD, sciatica,
Is that classed as terminal? Sorry, I'm not sure. Is that, I know COPD is quite bad, but is it terminal or is it just something that you're managing?
I'm managing the now.
Yeah, okay, that's good. all it is, if you've got a terminal illness, they speed the claim up, you see.
No, right.
Okay, that's fine. Now, we also need, well, if you want us to, just in case anything does go wrong, like with yourself in the next, because it can take up to a year for the claim, okay? So if anything was to happen to yourself in the next year, we do add a beneficiary on for you if you want us to. Would you like me to add someone on?
What's that?
It's like someone that you would want the money to go to, like your daughter or someone.
My daughter, Michael.
Nicola, yeah? Same surname?
No, she's Graham.
Graham. Okay. And have you got a contact number for her at all? Don't worry if she's not.
I'll have to try and get to the phone to get it. I don't know.
It's all right. Don't worry. No problem. Don't worry.
I can tell people. That's bad,
yeah,
isn't it?
You can tell them when they ring you back. Don't worry. It's fine. You can give it them later, okay? Yeah, when you get the pictures, get her phone number as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
Right, now, what I'm also going to do, I'm just going to send you a text message in a second for you to sign, just to say that you are happy for us to handle this for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'll try and help you with it. If you are struggling, we'll just wait for your daughter to come, but I'll give it a go with you and see if you can do it, okay? I'll give you a minute.
I don't know how to text while I'm on the phone.
Right, okay, don't worry. I'll just send it to you now.
Yeah, I told
and
you
when your daughter gets there, she can help you.
Aye. Well, my friend could even help me with my daughter busy up here.
Right, yeah, okay. Do you want me to maybe give you a call back in a little bit, or do you want me to text you off my normal number and your daughter can text me when she's there?
I text me with your normal number and I'll get her to do this.
I'll text you now. Yeah, I'll text you my normal number, okay. Right, Georgina, so that's everything done for now. Thank you for your time, okay?
Thank you.
What I'll do, I'll text you my number now. Just give me a quick text when your daughter's there and I'll ring you back, okay?
Will do.
All right, thanks a lot, Georgina. Nice speaking to you.
Thank you. You too. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.